This is Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, here's a question for you to consider. Are we doing the students of Michigan a disservice as we steer them to jobs that businesses are demanding right now in 2013? It's certainly a big push for Governor Rick Snyder. But columnist Rick Haglund, writing in this week's MLive.com, has some misgivings about the growing push to match courses with what business wants in Michigan grads. Rick, one might think the governor's on the right track. Why do you think this approach could backfire in the long run?
Well, I think there's always a danger of educating kids or training them for too narrow of an occupation. We've been through this before. It seems like when the economy starts to improve, businesses say, well, we need, you know, more tool and die makers, we need more engineers, we need more software developers, and they go to the state and say, it's your responsibility to give us these people that we need right now. But there's really a debate as to whether or not that's really the responsibility of the state's education system. And also, we live in an economy or in a world where things change very rapidly. And if you have some kid who's in the fourth grade who thinks he wants to do a certain occupation, I mean, who knows whether that job will still be there when he graduates a decade or so later.
And actually, as you say this, when you think of some of those jobs you just mentioned, tool and die makers and engineers, we saw those folks getting thrown overboard as the auto industry tanked during the Great Recession.
That's right. That's right. And this happened, you know, back in the 90s. Governor Engler did something similar with his Department of Career Development. And it's not necessarily a terrible thing. In fact, I think it's a good thing to basically give students awareness of what's going on in the economy and give them some options, but to basically try to steer them into something that's there today that might not be there tomorrow is, I think, a dangerous thing.
Well, it's interesting. Here we're having this conversation as the state legislature is chewing over whether or not to cut Algebra 2 and the foreign language requirements from high school graduation standards. And those who want to do that will say, we're not saying don't take them. We're saying they should have a choice. And if somebody wants to take something more technically oriented, they should have that choice. So I got the sense they don't feel they're steering. They're saying they want to open options up.
Well, that's true. On the other hand, the educators, and I think even Mike Flanagan, the state school superintendent, has said this, is that kids that even go into technical, what we used to call vocational type things, you know, they still need those math skills, and they're still capable of meeting those standards. And who knows, you know, they may certainly come in handy years down the road, long after the students have graduated.
So what do you think we need to do to lessen the danger that, you know, the last thing you want is kids going through school now to risk becoming irrelevant in tomorrow's economy? So what do you think needs to be done instead?
Well, I think you continue to concentrate on the core education. Another thing that Larry Good told me, Larry Good is a workforce development expert out of Ann Arbor, and he said that, you know, one of the things that we really need to do is to sit down and kind of figure out where we think jobs are going or the process of getting a job. Larry was saying that with a more technical world, we're getting to a point where you need that college degree, whether it's a two-year or a four-year degree, but you may also need specific certifications for different types of computer software, what have you. You know, when I was starting out in journalism, you know, we were using typewriters, I hate to say.
I'm with you. Selectric, IBM Selectric 2 with an Orator font.
Right. And now if you look at a job description for a journalist, somebody that's hiring a journalist, you will see requirements that you have proficiency in all sorts of different kinds of software programs and, you know, video editing and that sort of thing. So we need in many careers, we're going to need this broad basic education, but we're also going to need to add credentials to that. And what Larry is telling me is our system really isn't set up for that right now, that we really need to have a conversation about how we get there.
And that's what you're endeavoring to do here. And as you point out at the close of your piece on MLive, you made an interesting observation about Governor Snyder that I'd like you to share with everyone.
Well, you know, Governor Snyder has 3 degrees from the University of Michigan, and he prepared himself very well for different changes that were going to be inevitable in his career. So he has had a lot of flexibility through his education to succeed in a variety of different careers.
Rick Hagland, his piece in MLive is called Steering Students to Today's Jobs May Do Them a Great Disservice. Rick, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you, Cindy.